SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. So the Yankees and Angels are still playing. Who would have thought it? We planned on having George Kurtz on. I figured, you know what? We'll bring him on at like 110 in level 2 because the Yankee game will be over by then and we'll let him watch the game. But this is just one of these games that just won't end. As it is right now, the Angels are actually minus 600 to win this baseball game, in game, which is pretty crazy. Like, what am I missing? Like, I look at this number and I'm like, really? So, minus 600? I get it. They have a runner on second base. Which is still, like, that's, you know, to me, it's worse than the pitch clock, actually, this runner on second base stuff. So, it's 3-3 right now. Renfro is up at the plate. And, you know, you can get some crazy numbers betting baseball in-game. Like, you really can get, like, both sides of plus money if you're patient. You just sit there, and you have to have a bankroll to do it, though. It's not worth it if you're doing it with 20 bucks or something. But, you know what I mean? If you're doing, like, hundreds, at least, you know, $100 units and stuff, you can scalp them, right? You know what I mean? There's different ways of approaching it, though. There's a million different ways of betting, and some people do that. The math guys like that stuff. Right? The analytics, numbers guys, and you know what I mean? It just sort of takes the win out of it. It takes the fandom out of it. It takes the picking the winner out of it. Right? You basically, you know what I mean? You have plus money, and then as soon as the other team is plus money at a reasonable price, you strike. Next thing you know, you have two teams at plus 200, and you move on, and you know, it doesn't matter who wins. Right? Those are like the numbers bettors. Which, if you're doing it in high volume, like these guys, some of these guys, I've met some of these dudes that do this. I spoke to some of them. They're like, that's all I do. They're like, I really don't care who wins. I'm just looking to play plus money on both sides and then move on. Those are the guys that sportsbooks don't like. We always hear about, like, sportsbooks. Oh, they don't like this. They don't like that. Those are the dudes they don't like. If you're just a dude that, like, constantly, or a girl, I should say, whoever, if you're better. If you're better, but if you're better and you just constantly are just always just taking both sides at plus money, right? You know, you're taking the emotion out of it. You're taking the streak out of it, basically. Because no matter how good you are, you're going to pick a bunch of winners, you'll pick a bunch of losers, and any emotion will get to you along the way. You know, it's funny. I had a big-time bookie once tell me, who took big bets. Like, this guy used to bet big and stuff, too. Like, he used to drop, like, $125,000 a game. I used to see $75,000, $100,000, $125,000 and stuff. And he told me, he goes, I don't fear the dudes that bet big and bet single games on a nightly basis. He said, they'll get hot and win 1 week. He goes, they might get hot for a couple of weeks. And then he goes, then they'll get cold and they'll lose. Right, and he basically said you won't win. He goes, most of them, like, he basically said 95% of them. He goes, 95% of them won't win in the long run just picking games. He goes, the people that I don't like are the parlay players.
The late night anger man, Strict Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Dog days of summer? Wrong. There are no dog days of summer. Not this summer, man. We got World Cup, we got Messi, and we got Major League Baseball going on in the late night hours. Right now, our boy Trent Rush getting ready to do a post-game show eventually. And I know the pain of being a post-game show host of a Major League Baseball team. Like, sometimes, like, you know, like the game goes, not anymore because of this, you know, the ghost runner. But I remember, like, sitting in a studio, and it's like the 17th, 18th inning, and I'm like, I don't even care who wins. Somebody win this damn game, man, because I got to do a show after this, and this just doesn't end. So I know what Trent Rush is going through.
And Yankee fans, no doubt, are stressed. Yankee fans wake up stressed. So Yankee fans are stressed right now. And speaking of which, George Kurtz will join us in a couple of minutes from the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network from New York. I thought this game would be over for Kurtz and would have a post-game reaction. Maybe it still will be. Maybe the game's going to come to an end right now. I was just talking about the in-game number. The Angels were just minus 600 to win this baseball game. And the Yankees were like plus 380. And I was saying, that's insanity. Why would it be minus 600? Well, suddenly there's two out, and the Angels are all the way down to minus 185 right now. You know, you really can just, if you're a patient person, you can sit in front of a computer with these baseball games and get plus money on both teams, as we saw with the tennis the other day with Djokovic and with Carlos Alcaraz. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. George Kurtz is going to step up, and then we'll talk Major League Baseball, NFL football with Kurtz. Thanks to Jamie Eisenberg for joining us. And sounded like Jamie was pretty optimistic about the Tennessee Titans. And we can debate, well, you know, where are the Titans at? What are they doing? They have a bunch of aging players. Are they rebuilding? Are they reloading? But I also think they look at a division. They're better than the Indianapolis Colts are. They're better than the Houston Texans are. There's only four teams in a division. So suddenly, all right, the Jacksonville Jags. And, oh, this could be game, set, match, and it will be game, set, match. The Angels win a close one, 4-3, final score. 10 innings. Yankees blow another two-run lead after leading 3-1. George Kurtz will join us next. This time it could not have worked out any better or worse. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the money of 1090, ESPN Radio, in the house. Let's roll. George Kurtz steps up and in, and George, you know what? I thought we'd get a post-game reaction from you. I did not expect that you joining us at 1:10 Eastern from Long Island, New York, that it would be an immediate post-game reaction. For better or worse, Kurtz, don't say I didn't warn you, although I think you were sort of aware coming into this. But our final words tonight were I said I'll speak to you after an Ohtani home run and an Angels win. And here we are. How you feeling, George?
Well, you know, I don't think you can blame the Yankees for tonight. You know, I mean, you were facing Griffin Canning. I mean, Griffin Canning. Who beats Griffin Canning? You know, I guess they can excuse this loss, right? They'll be fine. Just fine.
That sense of sarcasm. So you're still in the heat of the moment, George? We just discussed them blowing a two-run lead twice. First time in franchise history that they blew a two-run lead. In the eighth inning on, tonight they blow the 3-1 lead. In the seventh inning, Ohtani goes deep.
What was more annoying or frustrating than anything else is Ohtani's at bat before that. They walked with the runner on first. And fully applaud. Mickey Moniak was on deck. It was to the next batter. They got him out. Great, he had a line drive, but they got him out. Don't let the big man beat you. And then Boone does the exact opposite when he comes up again. And he lets the big man beat him. What are you doing? What are you doing? All right, walk him. If the Moniak or whoever they do as a pinch hitter, that guy beat you, hey, fine. Don't let Ohtani beat you. It's funny. I'm on the other end of it now. Because last year, I'm like, why is anybody pitching to Aaron Judge? Walk him. Make Stanton beat you. Make whoever the Yankees have, Rizzo. Make that person beat you. And Batiz used to pitch to him over and over again. And Judge would all hit with 9 miles. And same thing's happening now at Ohtani. And Boone, for some reason, decided, I'm going to let Ohtani get a shot this time. And Ohtani, sure, you could feel it. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, these are tough losses. and the losses are starting to accumulate right now for the New York Yankees, who are in last place of this division. Updated wild card standings right now. The Baltimore Orioles have a 5.5-game lead on the Toronto Blue Jays. Houston Astros are in the playoffs. Boston Red Sox are 1.5 back of the Houston Astros. And now the Yankees are 2.5 back, 3-7 in their last 10, George. We expected the regression without Aaron Judge. Now Josh Donaldson is out. Current price right now, New York Yankees to make the playoffs, yes, plus 100, no, minus 120. And honestly, as betting men, George, we're both betting men, and you're a diehard Yankee fan. Like, if I told you this, wouldn't you want more than plus 100 for these guys to make the playoffs right now? Like, if I told you, all right, listen, absolutely, the Yankees are plus 200, you'd be like, all right, I don't really like it, but I'm getting plus 200. But plus 100 to make the playoffs. Playoffs? I don't want to pull the Jim Mora here, but I do not believe this team makes the playoffs, bro.
I mean, even if you do believe, who's not making it? I mean, Baltimore looks good. Toronto's playing great. Houston, you know, I mean, which team we take it out? That would be my question. Which team are you taking out? Who are the Yankees going to play?
And I think the Red Sox are going to continue to surpass you.
Ugh. They're in last place. I mean, they're in last place. No one saw this. No one saw this degree of offensive futility. I mean, everybody knew Boone's not a very good manager, right? He's a figurehead. We know he's going to make his mistakes. Fine. But no one saw this measure of offensive futility throughout the
thing
whole
is, George, you're not
lineup.
A football team where the quarterback's out. I get it. Aaron Judge isn't there. But the franchise should not fall apart because one guy is out.
What's Rizzo's excuse? What's LeMayu's excuse? Stanton, Donaldson, these are not guys who are like, oh, wow, you know, 22-year-olds. Oh, man, the big man's out. Oh, what are we going to do? These are guys with 50, 60 total years Major League Baseball experience. I mean, Rizzo, I think he hasn't hit a home run, Gabe, in 39 games or over 40. It's nuts. It's just nuts.
I think I saw tonight, George, 159 at-bats since a home run. It's quite a few.
You're talking Yankee Stadium for crying out loud. Sure.
I think it's over 160 now, to be honest, after tonight. I think it's like, you know, 160 to some. It's a good point. And playing with the short porch of Yankee Stadium. Yeah, and I'm not dancing on anybody's grave. I'm just calling it like I see it here from a betting perspective. I got to be honest, if you guys remember, I actually called this when the Yankees were like plus 210, plus 220 not to make the playoffs. And I said, you know, I don't really see it. If you look at the teams around them, unless like, you know, and there's too much of a collapse. They're digging too much of a hole right now. To me, and Tampa are losing games, George, but I'm looking at this division right now, and I know everyone's Baltimore, the new trendy team, and you and I spoke about this briefly earlier in the day, and I'm looking at the updated number here right now. So the Tampa Bay Rays are minus 250 to win this division. The Baltimore Orioles are plus 325 to win the division. The Toronto Blue Jays are plus 650. I don't think the Baltimore Orioles can continue this pace, George, of winning like 80% of their games. Like, they're on this little run here right now. I would make the argument that Baltimore are going to peak too soon. The Tampa did peak too soon. And the Toronto haven't played their best baseball yet. And this is like a horse race, and we're not around that last turn yet, and we're not down the stretch. I think the Blue Jays are super live, bro, at plus 650. They're only 5.5 games out right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with you. You know I like the Blue Jays. I think they've been disappointing. I think they have room to improve here. This is all over the place. I don't think their offense is anywhere near hit its stride yet. I think they'll get better. I think they'll make additions. And I'm talking significant additions. Maybe it's a top bullpen piece.
Yeah, with all that being stated, George, they are still 12 games over 500 with their flaws and the disappointment.
No, I think there are a lot of teams in the American League who realize this is anyone's ballgame. There's no great team. The Astros aren't great. Right? Yankees certainly aren't great. Tampa Bay is not playing well. I think it could, in my mind, come down to who goes out and gets Stroman. You know, will Ohtani be traded to a team in the American League? Who's willing to pay that price?
Well, we talked about the Baltimore Orioles. I just don't see it. You know what I mean? Some people think it would make sense that they would, you know, do this and that. I don't believe it. The way Ohtani is hitting home runs right now, and that's something that's not being talked about, that potentially he's going to break Aaron Judge's record from last year. What's the pace right now, George, compared to what Judge was on? It's basically the same, isn't it? I think we might have lost Kurtz. And down. Kurtz goes down like the Yankees bullpen tonight. It was all this anti-Yankee talk was too depressing for him. We'll get George Kurtz back. Actually, we had an issue earlier, but it happened during a commercial break, so we dodged a bullet. So let me know when George Kurtz is back. Yeah, like Ohtani could hit 65, 70 home runs or something like that. And then the Angels are going to figure, you know what? Let's just ride this out, even if we don't make the playoffs, and we'll have this home run, record run down the stretch. Man, what an electric player. But for betting, and I've gotten away from this, guys, and this is on me. I got caught up in the now all the time. And, it's difficult to always just bet futures all the time. Futures, futures, futures. You want to bet now, and there's always stuff going on now. But it is time to start pulling the trigger for college football. NFL is around the corner. And as I stated, the Yankees are plus 100 to make the playoffs. Would anybody want that bet? At plus one, without Aaron Judge, anyone want that bet? No. Late up 120 that they don't make the playoffs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. George Kurtz kicking with us. Rick Saratella will join us in Level 3. So the New York Yankees lose an extra innings tonight to the Angels. Ohtani goes deep again. A clutch shot. And, George, I brought it up earlier. A lot of players will hit home runs or score goals and or throw touchdowns, etc., or put up big numbers in blowout games and not in clutch situations. But that's the thing with Ohtani, and it's almost criminal that we don't get to see him in these big moments more. Like, we saw how exciting it was in the WBC and how he stepped up in the WBC. In that WBC title game against the United States, he came up with a big hit late in the game under pressure. The weight of a country, the weight of the world on his shoulders. He came up with a big hit. And he's not even a closer, bro. And they dropped him in as a closer to close out the game. He strikes out Mike Trout. He's big time under pressure, Ohtani. That's why I look forward to seeing this guy on a real team in the future.
Oh, absolutely. He's a pressure player. He knows half the world's watching him, everything he does. Every pitch he throws, every at-bat he's making. And that's only going to get more and more, right? If he does keep on this pace with Judge, it's going to get more and more where every at-bat's going to be scrutinized. All the media's going to want to...
Yeah, that's where we cut off, George. What's the pace? What was Judge at this time last year? It's pretty much the exact same, isn't it?
I think he's one behind Judge. This might have been before the home run. Actually, I thought check. He's right there. He's right with Judge. Either way, he's either even or one behind.
I wonder if at some point people stop pitching to him. I have to say, what did you think of pitching to him in the ninth inning? You don't want to put the leadoff runner on? I got to tell you, inning... Yeah, I was thinking about it. I would have, to be honest. Like, if he would have given up a home run, like, how do you justify that after if you're Boone?
He's not Ricky Henderson. He's not a walking triple.
But if you'll notice.
But I'll take my chances.
But it was nice pitching. Everything was low and away. He kept swinging for it. But you notice, George, he seemed something was off at that at-bat. He seemed to have pulled something in his back. He wasn't comfortable in that at-bat. I think he just took three hacks to get out of there.
He does swing. You asked some Interesting, though. Will teams continue to pitch to him? Well, if the Angels continue to fall out of it, they should be losing a lot of games. That should be good for the pitch to him thing, right? Because they won't be worried about losing games here.
Like, unless he's playing against a contender, George. Like, maybe Dusty Baker probably wouldn't. Dusty would be like, yeah, you're a great player. I'm not pitching to you. Like, you know what I mean? Later on in the season. But
they want to win.
But you're right.
Good teams are going to want to.
But bad teams.
Bad teams are all going to want to pitch to him. Because, you know, you want even in the in front of your home crowd, you want to, oh, Tommy hit number 48 in Kansas City tonight. You'll pitch to him.
You want to challenge yourself and all that. No one wants to, exactly. Some guys, I don't know why, George, some guys don't mind. I swear to God. I remember Carl Pavano on the Expos gave up a home run to McGuire, and he was basically happy after. And I got to tell you, he basically grooved it. Like, he said after on Part of History, he gave up, like, one of the milestone ones. You know what I mean? It might have been 70 or whatever the hell it was at the time. He gave up one of the milestone ones, but he wasn't too upset about it, George. He said, oh, I'll be in the history books. It's like, really? I would rather be, I struck him out. I would rather have the story. Yeah, you know what? He had 71 home runs, and he was trying to get them even more, and I faced him, and I struck him out. Wouldn't you rather do that, George? I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I gave up a home run to him. You know what I mean?
I may not be, you know, ranting and raving, oh, I can't believe I get home run to him, but I wouldn't be bragging about it either. You know, like I said, if my teams are out of it, didn't matter, I would challenge him. I wouldn't, you know, be promising to walk the guy. I'll challenge him, but I'm not grooving one. I'm not going, well, here you go. Here's a fastball down Broadway. See how far you can hit. I'm not doing that either.
It happened, man. And Dominican pitchers were grooving pitches to Sosa sometimes. They wanted him to have more home runs than McGuire. But it happens, right? It did. I remember. Like I said, like there was a story, you know what I mean? I remember when it was going on. And I swear, like I said, like pitchers, some pitchers were grooving pitches to these guys, right? I talked about Carl Pavano. He threw it right over the freaking plate, bro. Like he was like it was batting practice, like boom. And he just sort of watched it go. And after, hey, I'm part of the history books. And I, you know, there was, you know, so, and people were like, oh, some Dominican pitchers are grooving pitches to Sammy Sosa because they want him to win instead of McGuire. They don't think he's getting as much attention. And it was going both ways. And George, like when Michael Jordan went and played baseball in the minor leagues, same thing. You would figure that guys would be like, you know what? I'm gonna make Jordan look bad here. That's Michael Jordan. I'm gonna strike him out. They didn't, George. They felt bad for him. Right? They were like, oh, he's a cool dude, and you know what? Just throw the ball over the plate, bro. He's Michael Jordan. And guys did. Seriously, guys did, George. You know, it's a weird dynamic, isn't it? I wouldn't think that way. Like, I was a hockey goalie. I'm not letting any pucks in. I don't care who you are. Like, I don't care if you're my grandmother. You're not scoring. Like, you know what I'm saying, George? That's the way I think.
Right, you would think your competitive nature would take over. You would, yeah. you almost couldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's Wayne Gretzky. I don't care if he scores. No, I'm going to try to stop him. If he scores, he scores. And I'll say, hey, it was Wayne Gretzky. But, you know, I'm not just going to roll over for him. I don't know. Remember... we saw with the sack, right? Was it with Strahan, right? You know, so like, you know, you'll see guys will do it. You know what I mean? If especially if people like you, that's the whole thing, George. You know, a lot of guys don't care, right? If they like the other player, they'd be like, yeah, I'd rather this guy win than the other guy. I'll never forget too. Like I was in the clubhouse in that steroid era. And, I asked a dude who gave up a home run to Bonds. I said, does it bother you and stuff? And he goes, bother me? He goes, man, he goes, we all make more money because of that guy. He goes, the more home runs he hits, the better. And then he told me, and he goes, who thinks? And he goes, I don't understand why all you guys in the media think that only hitters take steroids. He goes, pitchers take steroids too. And he was a pitcher that was telling me this, and he was on steroids, George. And he told me.
Steroids just helps you to recover.
Yeah, he basically, but that was a good line. He goes, all you guys in the media, he said, all you guys in the media always talk about hitters. He goes, you know, pitchers do it too, huh? He goes, there ain't no advantage. Like, that's why he goes, there's no advantage for him. And he goes, pitchers draw, and he goes, whatever, bro. That was the whole thing with steroids and that baseball. Like, that was overblown, George.
What's happening? I've been, oh, it's terrible. After a while, I'm like, you know what? Baseball's entertainment. It's all entertainment. They want us to go stick a needle in their butt to hit a ball 500 miles.
Well, look here. Look at Louis Arise.
This is doing it, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's the whole thing. Nobody cares if somebody gets Botox on their face. but nobody cares if an NFL player takes steroids. But, like, you know, baseball. Oh, my God, baseball. But, you know, look at the point. Luis Arise, you know, the guy's flirting with 400. Is he going to get there? Probably not. But he's flirting with 400. Nobody cares. Right? People care about Ohtani hitting home runs every night, though. Like, home runs sell baseball, George.
Chicks dig the long ball. That hasn't changed.
No, I don't buy that. Chicks don't dig the long ball. Guys dig the long ball.
I think for the most part you're probably right.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that line, chicks dig the long ball. What chicks?
It's a good marketing slogan.
It's a sexist marketing slogan. I don't think chicks is a popular, the right word to use nowadays, personally. I'm just saying. But
I got a wife and two kids. Two daughters. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all good. I'm not calling you out for it. It is. That's the saying, but I don't really understand it. Like when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, like I didn't see a ton of more women in games. You know what I mean? Like, baseball fans like the long ball. More than chicks like the long ball, but nevertheless, people like to say it. But it is true. It just point blank is. Like, people don't really care about, like, stolen base accomplishments or any other accomplishment, George. Like, home run accomplishments, like, the only thing that seems to matter to people.
Yeah, because it's fun to see how far they can hit a ball. And it sort of is, you know, how far it'll go, where it'll land, how hard it's hit. You know, I do get it. I mean, come on, watching Judge last year was fun. You know, watching Ohtani, what he's doing is just amazing. The man's just a complete freak. So I do understand it. And baseball's numbers are romanticized. Because what you said earlier, no one cares about a football player on steroids. No one cares about a hockey player. We sort of like oh, you know, it's a physical sport. You know, I understand. But baseball gets all this. Why does Congress only care about baseball? Never cares about the NFL and what they're doing. You know, because it's the romanticism of numbers.
Yeah, I don't get it. Listen, I'm not saying it was great. I'm not saying, oh, you know, everyone should be, you know what I mean, this or that. I'm just saying the vitriol towards it, the amount of vitriol towards it, right? And especially, like, for a lot of the guys, like, no one can argue that Barry Bonds wasn't a Hall of Famer before his head got bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, he already was, like Roger Clemens, you might not like what he did, fine. Don't tell me he's not a Hall of Famer. Don't tell me that Roger Clemens wasn't one of the best pitchers ever.
Agreed. He
right?
Not
like
be a great
so.
Guy, but I guess he's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Lots of Hall of Famers are jerks. And they've been cheating forever, by the way.
Yes.
Come
so
on.
He made a mistake. Like, so he made, yeah, he did something. Yes. Okay. He made a mistake out of a 23-year career or whatever. People make mistakes. It is what it is. I don't know. To me, I don't know what's so hard about this. Put him in the damn Hall of Fame and say it on the goddamn plaque or on the wall.
Put a separate wing.
Yeah, just say, you know what, 1999, he was suspended for steroid use. Put it on the goddamn plaque, but whatever. This is Sports Rage. Barry Bonds never failed a test, though.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
$100, $200,
$1,000. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing?
You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
All right. Ask and you shall receive. We were just talking earlier. We were like, what I said, it's like the exact same numbers. How about this? Judge and Ohtani threw 94 games, 34 home runs each. They actually had the same amount of RBIs, too. And now Ohtani's got a couple of more home runs here, George. So Ohtani really is on pace here right now. They just popped the graphic up here right now. And it was sort of leading into this here. So that's a story that's not really being talked about, because the story about Ohtani is where is he going to get traded and if he's going to get traded, George. But you brought it up earlier. We talked about it. that's another reason sort of not to want to trade him if you're the Angels. You'll sell a lot of tickets, bro, on the way out. You can make an argument, yeah, we'll lose him. We'll get a lot of money that we could use in the future on the way out. You'll sell out every game for the rest of the year, George, pretty much.
Yeah, no argument there. You will. As people start to realize, oh, my God, he's going to come in, Pat Shaw, he might get 63. Yeah, yeah, you'll sell tickets. No doubt you'll sell tickets. I said, I think they should trade him.
It's not a bad gift if you're Ohtani on the way out to them. If you did, you're like, yeah, listen, I hit 63.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, be like, I gave you the all-time home run record. You got the memory here. We suck. Even I can't make you good. I got to go.
Isn't it kind of freaky, though? It's almost like he said, that was a nice record that Judge got. I think I'd like to do that this year. And now it's just amazing what this guy can do. I mean,
if he does this, dude, like, oh, my God. Like, if he really, like you said, like, he's almost like, oh, okay, no, I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to match this. I'm going to, like, it's insane. It really, I mean, we're really watching greatness here. And not to mention, like, this just from the hitting. Like, the pitching, too, George. The combination is just unbelievable.
We've never seen this. We've never seen this. I mean, it's what we're watching here is history.
No. People talk about Babe Ruth.
I don't even have it in words.
People talk about Babe Ruth, but Babe Ruth was actually like a pitcher. Then he became a hitter after. It wasn't like he was doing this all the time, George. You know what I mean? Like, people, you know what I mean? He was a pitcher earlier in his career.
You're right. I mean, he did the one, then did the other. Probably made the right move. Although he's a damn good pitcher. Probably did the right move for his career. I mean, if people are going to ask me right now who's the best player ever in baseball, I would still give it to Ruth because he did it longer. But I think it's going to be Ohtani before his career is done. You know, unless someone's going to take his pitching away from him, which I don't see happening. So, I mean, we just haven't seen this. This is what we keep talking about what he's going to make.
I don't want to dismiss the Ruth era, but I have a hard time. Not everybody from the world was playing.
See, I don't bother.
You know what I mean?
We could play that game with every era then.
It was only white guys.
I mean,
it was only white guys. It's just cut to the chase.
But theoretically, there are only, 14 teams? So you played better talent.
I'm a Babe Ruth guy. I like Babe Ruth. I'm a pro Babe Ruth guy. So I'm not dismissing his accomplishments. He is, you know what I mean, the greatest. He's right, you know what I mean, right there. As far as baseball players are concerned in the game. But, and I get it. We can do the, you know what I mean, we can get into all different eras. It's not fair to, you know, talk about something from 110 years ago or 115 years ago.
It's like arguing which football team is better, the 70 Steelers or, you know, the 2000 Patriots. Well, of course the Patriots are a better team. They would kill the 70 Steelers. They're twice as big. But you compare the players, the teams they were. This is what I really am going with here. And I'm not going to – you can't penalize Babe Ruth because, you know, the sport wasn't integrated. That wasn't his decision. You know, just it is what it was. It's funny you should bring that up. Have you ever seen the it's an old HBO series called When It Was a Game?
Yeah, I remember that.
I was watching that last night, all three of them. It's like, oh, man, just to see the old footage of the players is, like, just freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a fan of colorized photos, the black and white stuff, and or film. There's a couple of baseball history type of accounts that I follow on Twitter. I think one of them might be Baseball Pictures. Another one might be Baseball History. I don't know, whatever. There's a few of them. It's super cool. Like, they reinstate, they retouch up and redo old black and white pictures that we've never seen in color before. And, like, Ebbets Field in color, like, from the stands and, like, you know, against the Yankees and shots from the stands and stuff. It's just, it is great stuff. You know, I don't know. You know what? Baseball is tough when you think about, like what, you know what I mean? Like, when people say who's the greatest hockey player of all time, George, people just say Wayne Gretzky, right? No one really argues it. You know, some of the hipsters will say Bobby Orr or Mario Lemieux, right? A few people will come at you with a couple other guys. But for the most part, it's Wayne Gretzky. Basketball, it's split into this Michael Jordan, LeBron James stuff right now. There really is not even a debate about it, George, in baseball. Like, it's not a debate that people have. You know what I mean? People will argue who's the best left-handed pitcher, who's the best, like, positional player, but no one's really ever had the debate who's the best baseball player ever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it'll come across. It'll start. Well, you'll get some. You know, Mays, people point to him, which maybe in some ways is very true, the fact that Mays was a better, certainly a better all-around player. But the difference is always going to be that Ruth pitched. And that's why he wins most of those arguments. But Ohtani's
What about Hank Aaron?
I would Mays over Aaron. That's why I didn't bring up Hank. Right? And I would probably put Mays.
But you can't big up.
I mean, Mantle is close.
You can't big up Babe Ruth and then dismiss Hank Aaron. I'm not saying dismiss Hank. You're dismissing him. But
I'm saying I have Mays over Aaron. So Mays wins that category. Now Mays goes on to the next. You know, that's the way I think if I was a GM of a team back then, I'd rather have Willie Mays. Listen, Hank Aaron's a top five player ever. I just would think I'd rather have Willie Mays.
Well, listen, I'm not going to argue with you how great Willie Mays is. Barry Bonds really was one of the greatest players of all time as well. I guess that's how all this started, actually. You know?
Hey, of course.
You know, I like Hank Aaron, but
he could run. I mean, if he wouldn't have taken the steroid, that steroid is what killed him as far as the public's concerned. But if he wouldn't have done that, yeah, he wouldn't have hit the home run record. But he would have gone down as one of the best overall players.
You know what his problem was, too, though?
He was disliked. He didn't get those injuries late in his career.
He was also disliked. He wasn't a nice guy to the media. So if you were to be point blank, he was a jerk, right? He was a jerk. He was a jerk to his own teammates. He was just a jerk to everybody. And not that he's not a jerk to everybody, because there are stories about where he's cool to people, but there's more of the other. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they just someone just posted it on Twitter earlier today that about Bonds was in Vegas, some kid went up to him, they asked for an Bonds, threw him away. Kid. You know, and that still gets publicized today. The man hasn't played in however many years, but he still shooed him away, and people are still pointing that out. I'm sure it happens many times among many players.
Well, he's not the only one.
He finally got tired of it, but still people want to point that out because they don't like him.
Well, that's the thing, but they won't point it out about Tom Brady, who was known to be like, you know what I mean? Tom Brady would never stop for kids at Patriot practice. Like, people would say, oh, he's actually kind of, like, rude, and, like, other guys will stop, but he won't. There was a story about Bonds. Like, Dusty Baker was the manager, and Dusty Baker told him, I need you to sign some stuff, and can you sign this, like, a bunch of balls for a charity event I'm going to? And Bonds told him, I can't do it. And Dusty Baker, so imagine telling Dusty Baker even, you know what I mean? And Bonds said, I can't do it. I have a deal that I sign baseballs. I can't sign any baseballs for anybody. And the team found out about it, and they all threw money in his locker, bro. He came back, and they all put, like, $100 bills. Everyone was like, F this guy. And they said, what do you want, money, bro? And they all threw money in his locker. Like, that's the type of, like, relationship that was going on in that room, George.
That's funny. That's a good story.
Yeah, other people are like, what? You don't see what? Like, he signed the balls after. He got the message, right? As he saw the money in his locker stall after from his own teammates. Yeah, because Dusty told everyone, son of a bitch wouldn't sign the ball. That stuff happens a lot, man. Right? But I tell you, I've seen, like, these autograph hounds are, like, jerks. So I don't blame players for blowing even kids off. And another thing, George, is a lot of times, man, I've seen it at the Super Bowls the last couple of years. The kids are being paid by adults, George. They're not even real.
I know. It's been going on for a long time, actually.
It's such an evil world, man. They're not even real kids, George. They're real kids, but they're not even, like, keeping the autograph. I saw a video the other day of some kid that got Giannis to sign his shirt. And then as soon as Giannis turned away, he took it off and he had the other team. And he got him and then he took it off and gave it to his parents. Yeah, and it probably ended up on eBay. Like, Giannis gave a pair of shoes to some kid. It ended up on eBay before the night was over. So, you know what I mean? At this point, I don't think we can blame players for blowing kids off anymore, George. It's crazy. It's bad to say that, but it's true, bro. You know what I mean?
It is, but I think, listen, if I'm making a gazillion dollars and a kid comes up to me, I'm probably signing it. If he's giving it away, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm talking to a kid. I'm not talking to 17.
No, I get it. I get it. No, I get it. Like you said, if he's a kid, you don't want to break the kid's heart.
Right. What if I'm wrong? One kid who could love, I'm his favorite. Because, we all know what it was like when younger would have a favorite player. I used to get upset when I used to go to Yankee Stadium when I was a kid, and, Greg Nettles had that day off. Like, really? The one game I was watching, Greg Nettles is off.
I told the story of what Patrick Waugh does. Patrick Waugh is like, will sign stuff for people, but if you're an adult, he'll damage it. So if you give him a card, George, so you give him a card, he'll go, no problem, I'll sign it for you. And boom, he signs the card, and then after he signs it, he'll bend the corner of the card so it's not mint. If you really like the autograph, you're not going to care. You know what I mean? If you're trying to resell it, then, too bad. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that smart of him?
It is. It's a way to get people to stop doing that.
Yeah. Damn. If he signs like a stick or something, he'll scratch and he'll put a mark on it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, I'll give you my autograph, but I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm not just signing memorabilia for you. Some of these guys are smart, man. I don't blame them. Fans are jerks. That's the problem. I used to see it too. Trust me. I used to see it. I'd be at batting practice on the field, and I'd see kids calling out players' names, and I used to see who was cool and who wasn't. And you'd be surprised. Like, a lot of times, it's the non-star guys that are bigger jerks. Like, the star guys sort of know people are paying attention to them, George. You know what I mean? I saw Sosa would sign a few balls. Like, Sosa was not a friendly dude in real life. Like, you know what I'm saying? On the cameras were on, he would smile and stuff. But in real life, he was not a friendly dude. But he'd play the game with fans pretty well. McGuire did it. You know what I mean? Like, the bigger guys will do it. I used to just say, I don't want to throw guys under the bus, but I used to think, man, there was one dude. I'm like, you suck, man. You treat these fans like crap. He was like, all these teenage girls liked him, and he used to just, ignore them. They'd always go and have signs and stuff like that. He'd never sign anything for them. All right, we'll get Kurtz's couple of football thoughts on the way out. 16 days and counting. NFL football preseason kickoff is here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, the late night anger management class continues. So, George, we agree Yankees will not make the playoffs, minus 120. I think it's a good bet, actually. We won't have to wait that long either to cash it. I don't think they'll be in the mix in the last week and a half or something like that. They'll probably be out of it. So we'll probably win this bet in early September, I would imagine. I think I'm ready to do it, George. I missed out on the plus 160s and the plus 200s. I've been talking about the Yankees not making the playoffs for 2 months, man. Here it is now. They're not going to make the playoffs, George. Things are just not getting better. Things are going to get worse.
You're seeing it now. We talk about this on Game Time, right? Now the bullpen's imploded. Right? Because Boone used them so much early in the season. And we're not even late in the season, by the way. We're only in about halfway. And he used them so much, he kept pulling his stars at the 5+ innings, and they had one runner on. It's like, what are you doing? You can't do this all year long. And now the bullpen is melting.
I'm looking at other teams to make the playoffs odds here. Arizona Diamondbacks, George. Do you think the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to make the playoffs?
I think they need to make a move. I think they're dying a little bit. I don't think they're going to win the division. Three wild card teams. Philadelphia, I think they're going to get one.
I think Philadelphia is going to get in.
San Fran could get over them. Miami, one of those teams isn't getting in.
The National League.
Arizona gets in. I think they'll make a move. Arizona gets in, but barely.
As it is now, San Francisco have a half game lead on Arizona, and Arizona and Miami are tied. Philadelphia is a half game back. Then you have the Reds 2 games back, and San Diego 8 games back. I don't buy into the Reds. I don't think the Reds are going to be there. I think they're improved and everything, George, but I don't think they're going to be there in September or anything like that. They still don't have the pitching. I think Philadelphia will. I have a hard time buying into San Francisco, but you can't dismiss these guys. George, always a pleasure. Sorry for your Yankees loss.
Good night, everybody.
Even though I had the Angels, I still feel bad for them.